With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Senate continues debate on a budget plan. One sticking point right now, whether they should proceed with their two-bill strategy, or as the House wants, to fold everything into one bill, and that is what President Trump has endorsed. Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
He's made it clear for a long time that he would prefer one big, beautiful bill, and we're fine with that, too. If the House can produce one big, beautiful bill, we're prepared to work with them to get that across the finish line. But we believe that the president also likes optionality.
Also in the Senate coming up this afternoon, a vote likely now whether to confirm Kash Patel as FBI director. Vice President J.D. Vance, today's first speaker at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference gathering just outside the nation's capital. He says American culture sending a message that diminishes masculinity.
I think that it wants to turn everybody, into, whether male or female, into androgynous idiots who think the same, talk the same, and act the same. We actually think God made male and female for a purpose, and we want you guys to thrive as young men and as young women, and we're going to help with our public policy to make it possible to do that.
Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Ed Donahue reports on Americans filing for jobless benefits.
Slightly more people. The numbers from the Labor Department show layoffs remain in the same recent healthy range. Weekly applications for benefits are considered a proxy for layoffs. Some analysts are expecting layoffs ordered by the Department of Government Efficiency will show up in the report in the next few weeks. While layoffs remain low by historical standards, some high-profile companies, including Starbucks and Southwest Airlines, have already announced job cuts this year. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And this is SRN News. Trouble may be on the way at Wheaton College.
The celebrated Christian school, which numbers Billy Graham amongst its graduates, is being accused of drifting into liberalism by a growing body of alumni, students, and families. 1,000 of them have signed a letter demanding new leadership at Wheaton, pointing out the, quote, centering of race and the elevation of voices who promote unbiblical pedagogies, as well as the uncritical appropriation of LGBT terminology. The signatories say they'll quit supporting Wheaton if nothing changes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has permanently blocked an Ohio law that would have required the bodies of aborted babies to be cremated or buried. That decision comes in a case brought by a group of abortion clinics and the ACLU. Judge found the 2020 law violates a 2023 amendment. Pro-life advocates say the law assured some measure of dignity for the aborted babies. This is SRN News. Historic aging ocean liner is headed to, you heard this right, the bottom of the ocean. Here's Keith Peters with that story.
A Florida county plans to turn it into the world's largest artificial reef. The SS United States is a 1,000-foot vessel that shattered the transatlantic speed record on its maiden voyage in 1952. It left the Philadelphia waterfront on Wednesday afternoon. It'll be towed to Mobile, Alabama for planned prep work before officials eventually sink it off Florida's Gulf Coast. The move comes months after the conservancy that oversees the ship and its landlord resolved a years-old rent dispute. Keith Peters reporting.
A dismal day of trading thus far on Wall Street today. At this hour, the Dow is off 660 points. NASDAQ down more than 165. S&P 500 is off 51 points. More details at srnnews.com.